Despite some changes, a Facebook page, which has caused outrage by featuring offensive comments about Aborigines, still appears to be in breach of Australia's Racial Discrimination Act. The content has been largely replicated elsewhere on the internet. Alison Caldwell reports Facebook doesn't appear to be in a hurry to take action against the page or its creator.
Taken down on Wednesday night, the controversial Aboriginal Memes Facebook page reappeared yesterday morning under a new name with the same images and comments as the previous page. Its creator is described as an entertainer. The page has now attracted 1,800 likes, a figure its creator boasts about repeatedly. Despite the changes, the new page still appears to be in breach of Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, according to Joel Zinger, a senior solicitor with Holding Redlands.
It's very similar content. There just appears to be less of it. Some of the images, posts that I found particularly offensive have been removed, but others have been put up. It's all content which is quite clearly based on race and I think is reasonably likely to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate an Aboriginal person.
Last night, Facebook responded to questions from the AM program with a short statement.
We recognise that some content that is shared may be controversial, offensive, or even illegal in some countries. While we do not remove this type of content from the site entirely, unless it violates our statement of rights and responsibilities out of respect for local laws, we may restrict access to content that violates local laws.
Facebook is in no hurry to remove or even edit any of the material on the controversial page. Indeed, it's believed it was the creator who took down the page and re-established it yesterday with its crass allusions to petrol sniffing and social welfare within the Aboriginal population. Dr. Helen Zocchi is Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner.
I think this issue of the Aboriginal memes on Facebook has really taken Facebook by surprise in terms of what a raw nerve it's hit and what the outrage has been. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is that whilst we have the need to, you know, actually deal with this particular issue, it's a question of where we go from here in terms of the kind of rules that define what can go on social media generally and how they're implemented and where they might be in conflict with local domestic laws. In terms of the Racial Discrimination Act, people can certainly bring a complaint under the provisions of the Act, and we've had quite a number of inquiries to that effect.
In the United States, Facebook has been known to take down the odd page, one set up by a group supporting the Ku Klux Klan, and another which featured women breastfeeding their babies.
Alison Caldwell with that report.